So imagine making like a standard administrative decision at work, maybe skipping a few bureaucratic steps just to get a project moving faster.
Right. Something that honestly happens all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then you wake up to find out you personally owe your employer millions of dollars. Like
Okay.
your house, your savings, everything is suddenly on the line.
It sounds like an absolute corporate nightmare. I mean, completely devastating. But in South African public finance, well, it is a very real legal reality.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we were getting into today. Welcome to this deep dive for you, the listener, into a pretty fascinating Supreme Court of Appeal judgment.
Right, the case of Mbambiza and others versus Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality.
Exactly. Our mission here is to unpack what actually happens when top municipal officials decide to bypass procurement rules to spend millions.
And why the classic no harm, no foul argument is definitely not a valid legal defense.
Right. It's just such a dramatic legal showdown over bureaucratic accountability. So let's unpack this R6 million bypass.
Yeah, so the setup here revolves around a 2014 push by Nelson Mandela Bay officials to hire this firm called Aristyle.
Aristyle, right. And this is for a public transport marketing strategy, I think.
Exactly. And the price tag was roughly 6 million rand. But instead of putting this out to a public tender, which, is the required 14-day process for a contract of this size, they just handed them the contract.
Which, I mean, that wasn't just some simple oversight, right?
Oh no, not at all. The acting chief financial officer, Barbara Disconde, flat out refused to sign off on this.
Wow.
Yeah, she literally drew a line and demanded the standard public tender.
So how did they even get around a CFO who was literally blocking the door like that?
Well, they got quite creative. Another official drafted a memo arguing that putting the contract out to public tender would somehow cause, quote, severe legal implications.
Wait, what? They use a vague threat of legal trouble to bypass the actual law.
Yeah, pretty much. They sidestepped the CFO entirely and just pushed the approval through.
That is wild. At least until a Deloitte forensic investigation came in later and flagged the payments.
Right, and we're talking about massive chunks of money here, like 5.2 million and 1.3 million rand flagged as irregular.
Okay, so if I'm one of those officials now being sued by the municipality to pay that money back, my first instinct is absolute panic. How did they justify this legally?
Well, they tried to lean on this idea of subjective value. They pointed to Section 176 of the Municipal Finance Management Act, basically arguing they acted in good faith.
Good faith. I mean, how does that work when you deliberately ignored your CFO?
Their logic was that Aristyle actually did the marketing work. The municipality got a strategy out of it, so there was no actual financial loss.
Oh, I see.
They also claimed Section 32 of the Act just made them accountable, not like financially liable out of pocket.
Okay, so it's like an employee buying a completely unauthorized, top-of-the-line luxury espresso machine on the corporate credit card.
Oh, that's a perfect analogy.
Right. And when HR demands the money back, the employee says, "Well, but the whole office is caffeinated and happy. You got value from the machine, so I shouldn't have to pay for it myself."
Exactly. And, if the marketing work was actually completed, you can almost see the temptation to agree with them.
Yeah. I mean, they did get the work done. Did the court actually buy this good faith excuse?
What's fascinating here is that the court drew a massive, uncrossable line. They firmly rejected it.
Really? Just shut it down.
Yep. The Supreme Court of Appeal ruled that Section 32 is a strict, self-standing rule. If you deliberately or negligently break the procurement rules, you pay.
So the subjective value they got from the marketing strategy didn't matter at all.
Completely legally irrelevant. The logic is that the public tender process itself is the core protection mechanism against corruption.
Because it ensures fairness and competitive pricing.
Exactly. If you bypass the process, the expenditure is inherently irregular, and the statutory obligation to recover those funds triggers automatically.
Wow. So good faith definitely does not cover deliberately ignoring a transparent pricing process.
Not at all. And the court concluded these officials are personally, jointly, and severally liable to repay the millions.
Hold on. Jointly and severally liable. Does that just mean they split the 6 million rand bill equal between them?
No, it's actually much harsher than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, jointly and severally liable means the municipality doesn't have to chase each person for their specific fraction of the debt. They can demand the entire 6 million rand from just one of those officials.
Wait, so they can just go after one person for the whole amount?
Yes,
Yeah.
if Official A has the deepest pockets. The government can take the full amount from them and then leave it up to Official A to try and sue their former colleagues to get their share back.
That is terrifying. So your personal bank account literally becomes the government's insurance policy against your own rogue administrative behavior.
Precisely. That changes the entire calculus of risk for a public official.
Yeah, it proves process isn't just paperwork. It's the only thing keeping you from financial ruin.
Which is why you should care about this. It's a masterclass in systemic accountability. Bypassing the rules inherently creates an environment where corruption could hide.
Right, regardless of the final outcome. Which leaves you, the listener, with an interesting hypothetical to consider.
Oh, definitely.
Imagine if this strict standard of out-of-pocket, joint, and several financial liability was suddenly applied to corporate middle managers everywhere.
That would change everything overnight.
Right. If bypassing everyday corporate red tape to get things done faster meant your life savings were on the line, how drastically would everyday business innovation and risk-taking just grind to a total halt? Suddenly, that annoying red tape doesn't look like a hurdle anymore. It looks like a shield.